When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
MLMs often target vulnerable people to join their business opportunities. People who could really use money, who are looking for community, and who are desperate to believe in the promises MLMs offer. Sometimes those people are moms.
You were heavily pregnant, we're going to have a new baby soon. How much do you feel like you were targeted because of that?
Oh, extremely. It was a few weeks before my maternity leave, and me and my husband went through our finances and thought, oh my God, how...
Sometimes those people are college students.
The recruitment videos are flashy.
I would have never thought it was possible at 20 years old to be financially free.
It's the opportunity of a lifetime.
Sometimes those people are religious, like Mormons.
As members of the church, we are taught that the moms are supposed to stay home with their kids and nurture them and raise them. And so I think a lot of women in this area take that a little, almost too seriously, where they're like, this is the only way I can stay home is to do an MLM so that I can earn money.
And sometimes those people are immigrants.
It was a strategy where they decided to target the poorest people in the world. I mean, it sounds incredible, but it's actually true.
Today, we're going to be discussing the latter group. I'm sure that many of you, especially those who've been here for quite some time, aren't surprised to hear that MLMs target immigrants. People who come to this country are often hardworking, trying to prove themselves, and searching for the promise of the American dream. And that's something that MLMs can take advantage of. But how exactly are they doing this? What makes immigrants the perfect target for pyramid schemes? And most importantly, how can we warn people? Well, today on Multi-Level Mondays, we're going to try and figure that all out.
Yo. $500 a month, $5,000 a month, or even $50,000.
You've identified.
Yes.
They are selling a product too, right?
Not really. Again, just like with Herbalife, they're selling a product.
And
when you pay $3,000
a month. Me and my husband went through our finances and thought, oh my God, how are we going to survive? Mm-hmm. We had just moved into like a temporary accommodation. We were quite in a desperate situation. We weren't getting any housing.
What expectations were you given when you signed up?
All the people at the top had these lovely cars and lots and lots.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
In Utah, Mormon moms are the bread and butter of MLMs. It's no wonder you see Unique, New Skin, and other brands that appeal to women thriving over there. But there are countless other companies, such as Herbalife, that go after immigrants and take what little some of them have.
700 sheikhs. So it's a mini pyramid scheme within Herbalife.
One of the definitions of a pyramid scheme is, of course, you're selling a business opportunity and not a product. But in these mini cases that you've identified,
yes,
they are selling a product too, right?
Many of the firsthand accounts are of people explaining that they came to this country for a better life. But whether it was a recruiter or a friend, someone approached them and insisted that this was the way to fulfill that dream. Maybe that friend showed off their fancy cars, their pay stubs, and explained how to recruit people, but it ultimately doesn't matter. The point, however, does remain the same. They exploited trust within the immigrant community to build a downline. Hell, it's not even just friends that might endorse the company. According to Daily Titan, quote, Antonio Villagrosa, the former mayor of Los Angeles, helped grow Herbalife's political influence by endorsing the company for giving business opportunities to poor Hispanic communities and lifting them out of poverty. The former mayor had actually joined the company itself in 2013 as a senior advisor. How twisted is that? I tell people to do serious research on a business before joining all the time. Like, really know what you're getting yourself into. But when a former mayor is promoting it as a way to get out of poverty, is it any wonder that someone would trust it? MLMs know that all they need is a single foothold in a tight-knit community, and once they're in, they're in, and they're bound to get more people in their downline along the way. Unfortunately, after the pandemic and with the state of the economy and what it is, things have only gotten worse. Latinos had especially high unemployment rates in 2020 at about 18.5%, and that made them extremely susceptible to scams like Herbalife. As one former distributor stated, quote, "The first thing they tell you is that you don't need a social security number to sign into this business." Therefore, if it's hard for someone to get work because of their lack of documentation, MLMs can appear like a saving grace. One immigrant and well-known resource on cruelty-free products, Cruelty Free Kitty, spoke about pyramid schemes in one of her posts, writing, quote, "When you're new to a country, everything might seem a little off, a little strange and unexpected. Therefore, you may be more likely to push aside that voice that says, this doesn't seem right, or this seems too good to be true, than if you were in your native country." Now, even when this supposed opportunity does turn sour, why would someone speak up? Not only may someone feel ashamed, but they could risk exposing their immigration status and be deported altogether. Job insecurity, false promises, and immigration status all play a huge role here. And while I certainly won't say that this applies to everyone, author Eliza Romero has said that the easygoing and friendly attitudes of immigrants, especially those within the Filipino community, is another massive reason MLMs want to target them. "I think it's beyond deplorable to see hardworking, hopeful people exploited. No one should be pressured to join an MLM. But I think there's something especially disgusting about it in this scenario. Not only is naivety at play, but fear. There's virtually no form of recourse for those who are harmed, too." But what kind of harm is truly done? Now that we know the basics of why MLMs might target immigrants, how is it done? And what's the benefit to the company?
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I think, in my opinion, that's why MLMs are such a wide phenomenon in the Hispanic culture, because you don't really need to have papers or good standings, because, I mean, my aunts and uncles, half of them aren't documented, so.
A while ago, a member of my team interviewed a Patreon member, one that could verify that she had grown up in an MLM. Much of her family was involved in them and had grown up outside of the US. When asked if she believed that they had been targeted for this reason, this is what she had to say.
"I think MLMs target Hispanic culture as a general is because when we immigrate to the United States, I feel like there are less opportunities to get jobs, like really good jobs, because we're undocumented.
Once again, we see MLMs taking advantage of undocumented status, but there's another piece of the pie here. You're selling to your friends and family. Not only are you selling your loved ones potentially dangerous products, but it's tearing apart these close-knit communities and doing real irreparable damage to their trust. Several former sellers said they were encouraged to exaggerate Herbalife's ability to treat cancer in order to make sales, and they said that because of these shameful acts, they were too embarrassed to come forward. Now, I don't fault these sellers for feeling pressured to make these statements. Many of them are in vulnerable positions, and I don't think we can really judge or say we'd never do the same unless we've literally been there. Still, false statements are incredibly damaging, especially when they come from someone you trusted. This doesn't only apply in the US either. New Canadian Media wrote how you'll often find these companies thriving in pockets of specific groups, areas like Chinatowns or things of that nature. These social connections are important for immigrants to help other newcomers settle in and support one another, and MLMs are exploiting that. Seriously, as if they couldn't get any worse, hearing about this just makes me a bit ill. Although there's not much research about this specific phenomenon, it's a widely known issue. Toronto police broke up an investment scam targeting Filipinos in the same church, and Vruta Bhatt, a South Asian immigrant to Canada, was approached to join pyramid schemes by other women in her French class. Quote, "Because we are like classmates, I thought, let me not block her because then I would not be able to face her every day in class," said Bhatt. She added she also received many invites to try cosmetics products being sold by the other recruiter. One woman who sold financial services contacted Bhatt frequently. Every Friday evening, her phone would ring. The call would be filled with invitations to meetings and events to pursue Bhatt to join. And I just can't imagine how difficult it might be to say no to some of the only friends and connections you might have in a new country. And these are people that are supposed to be your friends. Lillian Karabayak on Slate explained what it was like to see her mom sink thousands of dollars into pyramid scheme after pyramid scheme. As she described it, her mother went from having a good job in her country to a stay-at-home mom. Although she tried to go back to work, she had outdated qualifications from her home country and no records of her schooling. Quote, "She's not one to be duped easily, but she would fall for a pitch made by a relative or close friend and invest in the business pitched and try to get friends and family to join. She thought of it as finally earning her own income and helping her children and family benefit too." And think about it. When you buy a product, what's one of the most important things about it? For me, it's the reviews. And if someone close to me, someone I trust, recommends a product, I might overlook a few negative reviews because I don't think they'd steer me wrong. And the same can be said for MLMs. Even people that aren't easily duped might consider these businesses legitimate if a family member is insisting they try it. Truthfully, this whole article just makes me feel terrible for Lillian's mom. I'm not sure where she's from, but it must have been so hard to give up her career and move to an entirely different country. And then, despite having an education, she couldn't work in that field again. If I were in her position, I might jump at the first opportunity that came my way, especially if it was a work-from-home, flexible-type job. In that situation, you don't want to be too skeptical, and many people are too desperate to think twice. Lillian added that even if some of her mother's friends genuinely do mean well, quote, "They have more financial and investment experience on top of their business ventures. If they lose money, they're going to be in a better position to recoup it. My mom will not." I don't want to imply that this woman's friend is an evil, malicious person that's trying to drag her into a pyramid scheme to take advantage of her vulnerability. Even scams aren't always so black and white. But that's also exactly the problem. Someone may have good intentions and genuinely does want the best for you, and that still doesn't help when bills are coming along and you can't pay them. Lillian said her mom was in a precarious financial position. Her friend might be echoing what they've been told about how much crypto will help, but at the end of the day, if they both lose thousands of dollars, it's Lillian's mom who's going to struggle to make ends meet. However, while these MLMs prey upon the trust in immigrant communities, some of them have taken things one step forward, and the MLMs themselves start moving internationally, spreading their message worldwide.
Consumers in India. Located within the Syngene campus in Electronic City, Bangalore, the Herbalife facility is an advanced R&D center meeting the highest international standards in research processes and regulatory compliance.
Although this next section isn't necessarily about MLMs targeting immigrants specifically, the concept is still going to be quite similar. MLMs will expand into other countries like India or China, where they may not be as well known and misrepresent themselves. Cruelty Free Kitty, who we mentioned earlier, has also spoken about this and said that MLMs love to expand into, quote, "developing countries and exploit the hopes of the underprivileged." It's easy to fall victim to that American dream propaganda, and in my opinion, they're just selling the same fantasy and scam to vulnerable people. Only now, they're going directly into the heart of developing countries instead of targeting those that come from them. I think it's essentially the same problem, the same terrible behavior, just with an added step. Take Herbalife, for example. In 2013, one Financial Times article wanted to stress how popular they are in other countries. Here in the US, there were nearly 10,000 Herbalife nutrition clubs at the time. How many do you think were next door in Mexico? Maybe 5,000 or 6,000? Or if there's more, maybe 15 or even 20,000? No, not even close. Over 37,000 clubs existed in Mexico at the time. There were another 4,000 or so in Korea and almost 2,000 in Taiwan. We might think that because Herbalife started in the US, it's most popular here. But I think we tend to underestimate how hard these companies push and force their way into international territories. But do we ever hear about those shops losing money? Not really. One source, Seeking Alpha, says that top distributors in Mexico were buying huge amounts of product and selling it to fellow distributors back in 2015. This practice, known as field sales, may have been about 70% of Herbalife's business in Mexico at that time. Quote, field sales and distributors storing enormous volumes of product in warehouses raise numerous red flags regarding Herbalife's business, from inventory loading to channel stuffing and illegal and unfair business practices. I think this goes beyond a few sellers having a small hoard of product in their basements. It turned low-level distributors into actual customers, once again, funneling money right towards the top. And it's not as if higher-ups didn't know about this either, as a research report by an Herbalife shareholder used this language back in November 2014. Apparently, it had become a big enough issue that this shareholder, Tim Ramey, stated that field sales would no longer be eligible towards supervisor qualifications. Up until that point, it seemed like people were leveling up in the company simply by buying from one another. Even though I've been researching Herbalife for quite some time and a few years now. I mean, I think I've got maybe four episodes on them at this point. I just didn't even realize how huge the market in Mexico is. We discuss how predatory MLMs are here in the United States. Imagine how it must be in a country that has almost four times the amount of clubs. This article claims that there's a literal shadow network of warehouses full of Herbalife products in Mexico, and the company themselves may be able to accelerate its revenue by pushing inventory into that market. Basically, there's the potential that Herbalife has lied about their earnings and investors would have no way of knowing how much inventory is actually sitting there, unused, expiring, and being resold. But let me not get too far off topic here. Now, again, the question, how is this taking advantage of immigrants again? Although the distributors in Mexico are not immigrants, these MLMs are using the same tactics we discussed earlier. They're making their way into tight-knit communities, presenting themselves as the American dream or a way to escape poverty, and then taking advantage of people that may not know better and then trapping them in that vicious cycle. Omnilife, another mediocre nutrition MLM that I've discussed before, has done the same thing in Mexico and South America. Avon, the well-known makeup MLM, has become popular in Colombia. And as for Amway, well, they're kind of everywhere. It would be almost easier to tell you where they don't operate at this point. To top all of this off, while MLMs are basically legal pyramid schemes here in the US, internationally, they don't seem to give a damn if they're legal or not. By other countries' definitions, they are a pyramid scheme, but MLMs will enter these markets and cause massive social damage. Authorities in China have literally called them business cults and had to really crack down on companies like Herbalife, Amway, and Nu Skin, forcing them to change their sales models in China. In order to keep themselves alive and well in these markets, industry leaders have even bribed foreign officials, breaking the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. MLMs aren't just shady and bad for the people that get involved. They're bad for the world. They support corruption with their wallets and their actions. They just suck. I don't care how plain and simple or dumb that sounds. They just suck. But perhaps maybe someone out there is still thinking, but Blair, MLMs target everyone. If immigrants fall for it, that's not the industry's problem. Well, first and foremost, if you are thinking that, I have to wonder what MLM you work for, because that is really a twisted thought process. And secondly, it is proven that pyramid schemes, scams, and things of that nature do go after immigrants and other potentially vulnerable groups. This isn't me calling an entire industry predatory for just no reason, just for the lulz. They do it on purpose. And in some cases, it's not only legal pyramid schemes like MLMs going after people. It's the illegal ones, too.
Thank you so much. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of excitement, as you can hear in my voice. Guys, things are changing so rapidly. We're in the process of moving now because of Telex Freeze. It's absolutely incredible. When you have a company, guys, in 3 months that can change your zip code. I'm going to send some of you guys some pictures where you'll see where I was doing most of my calls from a little small two-bedroom apartment. And now, you know, we're in a brand new five-bedroom home.
Telex Free claimed that they were an MLM that sold telephone services. However, according to the SEC, they were a pyramid scheme, perhaps with a little Ponzi scheme mixed in based on their wording. Quote, Telex Free's VoIP sales revenues of approximately $1.3 million from August 2012 through March 2014 are barely 1% of the more than $1.1 billion needed to cover its promised payments to its promoters. As a result, in classic pyramid scheme fashion, Telex Free is paying earlier investors, not with revenue from selling its VoIP product, but with money received from newer investors. Frankly, I thought pyramid schemes were ones in which you couldn't make money without recruitment, and the sign of a Ponzi scheme was paying off old investors with new investor money. Their definition here is different from all the ones I've come across in my research, but the point relatively remains the same. Telex Free wasn't legit, and their higher-ups were making bank while those at the bottom suffered. The Worcester, Massachusetts Immigration Authority Randy Feldman explained pretty clearly why this is. He believes immigrants are going to work harder to prove themselves as American citizens, and what pyramid scheme doesn't want a hard worker? But the sheer amount of people that signed up truly believing in these false promises is staggering. The executive director of the Brazilian Immigrant Center, Natalia Tracy, provides outreach to about 4,000 Brazilians in Massachusetts and Connecticut. According to her, about 40% of the people she worked with were tied up in this company. One that had to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection because of the supposed business model they're using. Another expert in this case, Kevin Leeper, a lawyer that regularly represents Brazilian people in labor disputes, said that this isn't just uncommon, but a ripe scenario for mistreatment. Immigrants are hard workers, trying to accumulate enough money to build a better life, but employers will take advantage of that. Even employers that aren't downright scams will refuse to pay for overtime or wages owed when someone's laid off. Do you think MLMs, pyramid schemes, and Ponzi schemes really give a damn about labor laws when the very foundation of their company is an utter mess? Yeah, I do really doubt it. As Leeper told WB Journal, quote, "The problem is systemic, and it's tied to the lack of federal immigration reform. That's because Brazilian people and other immigrants must rely on the underground economy to make money. They can't work for better-paying large employers because they require work visas. And there's no path to citizenship for most illegal immigrants." The same could be said for another case from 2015, when a pyramid scheme targeted Chinese communities. According to the San Gabriel Valley Tribune, the Hong Kong-based company CKB, or Cyber Kid Best Education Limited, sold online education courses for kids. In actuality, the five masterminds behind it kept millions of dollars from investors for themselves. It never went to the company at all. And at other times, the scams and messages sent to immigrants might not present themselves as a full-blown business opportunity, but as a side gig among friends. In one WhatsApp group meant for their kids' soccer team, a group of parents received the message, "Christmas help available, $800, 2021. Click the link above to send your application." If you're low on money around the holiday season, maybe you'd click it too. It's no harm in finding out, right? But just those share this help messages make profits from advertisements and get a small amount of money for every click. In some cases, the message might be promising a way to seek financial aid or unemployment benefits. These particular scams were especially huge during COVID. Some of them were created specifically with other legitimate services, such as the Excluded Workers Fund in mind, meant to trick people. As a result of this, some immigrants didn't even think the actual EWF was real and applied late. Given how confusing and delayed the stimulus program could be, it's not really surprising this issue continued and permeated many immigrant communities, where people could be easily taken advantage of. Honestly, no matter what the scam is, whether it's something like this, trying to copy a genuine relief fund or an MLM that's using direct selling, I think they're all an extra level of disgusting. When a rich person in America is defrauded, they have forms of recourse. They can hire lawyers, get it handled quickly, and ensure that justice is done. Average people are going to find that process a lot more difficult and costly, but at least there are steps you can take when an employer or scammer gets to you. But for immigrants, documented or not, finding those resources might just be an insurmountable task. There's truly a real lack of outreach here, and a serious lack of protection that allows immigrants to be targeted in the first place. Please be aware of this in your own community. Pay attention to the kinds of marketing these companies use, and if you're friends with anyone vulnerable to these types of scams, spread the word about it. Be careful, and help those around you be careful too, because these are real, and they'll cause real damage. But with all of that being said, that's where we're going to end today's episode of Multi-Level Mondays. I hope you learned something new here today, and if you did, make sure that you're liking, following, and subscribing to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. As always, thank you so much for joining me. I really do appreciate it, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.